Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
I'm Toby Altizer with your sports update on The Fan. This update is brought to you by thewindowman.com, the educational window company. Earlier today, the number 2 overall pick, new Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels, met with the media. He said he still has room to grow as a player and that he's not a finished product.
I think I still got more in the tank to learn. And, I got more ability to tap into. I'm not a finished product. I'm 23 years old, man, so now I'm able to come in and learn a new system and see where I could take it.
Day 2 of the NFL draft is tonight. The Commanders have 2 picks in the second round, picks number 36 and 40, and 3 in the third round, picks 67, 78, and 100. For live reaction, you can tune in to the Team 980. In hockey, Game 3, the Capitals and the Rangers. New York leads the series 2-0. Tonight at Capital One Arena, 7 p.m. puck drop. You can hear it right here on The Fan. Game 3 is tonight. Game 4 is on Sunday at 8 p.m. And in baseball, the Nationals begin a series out in Miami with the Marlins. 7:10 first pitch. You can hear that game over on Bloomberg 99.1. Trevor Williams goes to the hill for the Nationals. Jesus Luzardo was scheduled to start for the Marlins. He was scratched with elbow discomfort. Anthony Maldonado gets to start now in a bullpen game for the Marlins. Buy 2, get 2 free, 90% off, free yacht with 10 window purchase. Don't be fooled by the hype. For 35 years, thewindowman.com has been the educational window company. They educate, you decide. Superior fiberglass windows from thewindowman.com. From the Crop Medcalf 5-star sports desk, I'm Toby Altizer on The Fan.
Nothing on this. Vindicated.
I think I remember
Dashboard
this. Can I?
Confessionals.
Let me get a little.
I don't have enough voice.
Lyrical.
Singing along, but this is my jam.
Dangles on a string.
Okay.
Slow spinning redemption.
So this is the era of.
The shine of which has caught my eye.
Like that early 2000s to mid 2000s, where there's like 257 million bands that all kind of do this. That I can, I never remember who's who.
Here, pause it right here. Go back. Right there. When he kicks in with Big Pipe, I think this is a Spider-Man song, but when he yells Vindicated, when you crank it in your car, it's amazing.
Vindicated, I am selfish, I am wrong, I am red, I swear I'm right. Swear I knew it all along, and I am full.
Yeah.
But I am pleading.
Huge hole in my musical game is this era.
Top five for me. Play it at 100 volumes, scream it with the windows down on a pretty day song. Top five for me.
This is right around the same time as the guy was like, to join the Black Parade. Like right around the same time as that era of music.
I don't know that one.
Oh, you do.
My Chemical Romance.
Yeah.
Don't sleep.
My brother was a Mark. MCR.
Yeah. But that's
over My Chemical Romance.
That's the time period where it's like, dude, that's Blur, or that's, I don't know, is it?
Song 2 by Blur was my jam.
Yeah,
I did like that. We'll give away tickets to Old Glory DC Rugby in just a moment. Am I right about this? Wasn't that song for Spider-Man? I want to say the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movies. Somebody dig on that. And if it's not, then everything I'm saying makes no sense, and I just completely made it up. But I think it checks out with the timeline a little bit before I was in high school.
Spider-Man 2, Dashboard Confessional, vindicated.
Let's go. Does Grant know the band?
If it's in a movie he saw that time, then yes.
I just saw this tweet from Albert Breer. So you know the Giants stuck at 6. Everyone thought when McCarthy was available, they'd take him. They took Malik Nabers, wide receiver LSU. Love the pick for them. They offered number 6 and their third-round pick in 2025 to the Patriots to go up to number 3. Now, first of all, that would have been a terrible deal for the Patriots to accept. Like, even calling and suggesting that is borderline offensive. I'm going to move back 3 picks from 3 to 6. Kiss my quarterback choice goodbye, probably. Maybe even my second quarterback choice. And you're only going to give me, I said third, it was a first round pick in 2025. But still, you're going to give me a first rounder next year. And that's all. We're just swapping 3 spots and 1 first round pick. That's not enough. So they said no, obviously. Understood. But that tells me, because McCarthy was still there and they passed on him for Nabers. They weren't going up to get the guy everyone said they liked.
It was for Drake May.
They were going up to get Drake May at number 3, who ended up in New England. You agreed with my take yesterday, right? That Daniels, May, McCarthy didn't matter. Whoever ended up in New England's in big trouble.
100%.
I'm worried for my guy Drake May now. I think he's good enough that maybe he could elevate it. But God, is that a terrible, terrible offense.
So it's also the perfect storm of badness, too. For a guy, let's say you buy what some of these the evaluators are selling, that he might need some work.
Well, maybe if they sit him and Jacoby Brissett plays all year.
Oh, there you go.
Maybe that wouldn't be terrible. I don't think that'll happen, but I guess it's possible. Their big offseason move, other than Brissett, was K.J. Osborne, who was like the third receiver in Minnesota, who's now their wide receiver 1.
Yep. That is a championship waiting to happen, I guess. Yeah, that is devoid. Like, maybe it's transcendent, I don't know. Like, let's say, sake of argument, C.J. Stroud of last year gets dropped there. It doesn't look the same as it just did in Houston.
No.
It doesn't. They'd be better. They'd be better than they would be with, random 0.0 war fill-in. But my goodness, what a bad spot.
So quick look at the rest of the NFC East. We've been talking about Jaden Daniels to D.C. Number 2, Adam Peters swings for the fences with his first choice running the show. Gets an incredible athlete who won the Heisman Trophy. The Giants at 6 go Malik Nabers. The other 2 teams in the division, I feel like, have to be thrilled with how the first round played out.
Agreed.
Dallas, as you said, moved back 5 spots to 29 and got offensive tackle Tyler Guyton, who's probably the last of the guys worth trading up for Washington. Big 6'7" athlete. He's kind of viewed as raw and maybe a bit of a project, but he's got huge size and he could be really, really good. The Cowboys supposedly liked him at 24. Moved back 5 spots. They got a huge haul to do that.
Yep.
And then you still take him, so that's a win. And Howie Roseman, bro, how does he keep getting away with this? How does this happen every single year for Philadelphia, that they just stand pat and what we call sit and pick? They don't move. They don't ever go up to get their guy. They rarely move back. They just sit where they are. And every single year, the Ravens have this same superpower.
Mm-hmm.
A really good player who probably shouldn't be available falls several picks lower than is expected, and the Eagles just take him, and you go, oh, yeah, of course. Quinyon Mitchell, the corner from Toledo, he's one of the best players in the country this year at his position. He was supposed to be gone already. Who'd he go to?
Of course he went to Philadelphia.
Philly again. They can't keep getting away with this.
That's where they broke down. One of the places they were bad previously was that, secondary. Defensively, they fell apart. Their pass rush, which was record-setting 2 seasons ago, this past year basically all but disappeared at times, especially during this that just run of failure down the stretch. So they needed an upgrade there, and of course it fell right in their laps without any effort or energy. Unbelievable.
Apparently, my joke about the Falcons is not original. Someone just sent me. Someone else made this joke at noon today. I hate that for two reasons. Yeah. One, because now I'm Amy Schumer to everybody. Like I'm out here stealing material, you know, which is not the case. But more importantly, number two, it means it's unoriginal and unfunny. If someone else made the exact same joke I did, I felt pretty good about it. The Falcons have the 43rd pick. Can't wait to see if they grab Spencer Rattler or Michael Pratt to serve as their third quarterback. They have to start preparing for life after Michael Penix. I feel good about that zing.
It's a good zing.
Too easy, I guess. Low-hanging fruit, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I tried to layer it because I knew everybody was going to say, hey, you need some more quarterbacks. So I did kind of like a more subtle one. I'm not saying it's better, but it's, this is the way I did it. I tweeted FYI at Atlanta Falcons and then sent a list to Mel Kiper's best available quarterbacks. So you had to like take an extra leap to get there, and you went, oh, that's what the website is.
But how would you feel if you found out right now that someone did it 3 hours before?
It wouldn't feel good. I think that's the way to summarize it. What are you supposed to do about it?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Do I now post underneath and say, hey, it's been brought to my attention that this person had it first, you know, like first reported by?
No, but see, that's the thing. It's like, it's not as if you ripped it off and are sprinting with it.
How could anyone know? You know I didn't because I'm telling you.
Of course I know.
But I think if someone sees it, you know, if that guy sees
it. So who's the someone? Did like Phil Yates do it? Did like Daniel Jeremiah do it?
It's a guy I don't know, but he's like a media guy that I don't follow.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't remember his name. It's a tough deal for me.
Yeah, it's not great. I mean, I get it.
I thought I had a winner. I thought I threw something out there. People were going to feel good about it. They were going to pick up what I'm putting down. All right, let's go. Jaden Daniels, couple of quick thoughts on him, and then get into the plan for the rest of the draft. Number two overall, after all the speculation and debate, we knew it. There was no surprise. Mm-hmm. There was no, it's Drake May. They really did like J.J. McCarthy. Not only did they go Jaden Daniels, but according to Peters, they have been planning on going Daniels for some time. He would say that either way, probably. So take it for what it's worth. But I'm buying it. I mean, Dan Quinn went on record to essentially say this has been his guy. And every time you heard him talk, he basically
started grinning.
That's not a guy who's good at keeping secrets or not lying. Like, his poker face, way not as good as Adam Peters in this process, in my opinion.
Yeah, he would not last in the Cakes Classic, I'll tell you that. It really did. Now that all the pieces fit, it makes sense, right? I mean, this is not exactly the coaching search, right? Where it was a swerve, it was something we never expected, and they operated in their own their own way. They had some of this process that was kind of the beat of their own drum, right? When we talk about the much ballyhooed Top Golf situation, or you know maybe other beats here and there, but they zoned in on this. Like this was really the whole point here. I think was, we are going to raise the bar, raise the tide level with talent on this roster that was
the
in desperate need for it. Yeah, we're gonna raise here the waterline that was way below average, way below acceptable. Even if it's just a bunch of short term guys, we're going to establish something here. Try to build the nest. They shot the moon. That was the point to me. This to me was the highest ceiling player they could have drafted at the most important position. And I think that's what governed the thinking there. Just dreaming on what he could do was worth any risk to them. And I like it.
Bet Online put out NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year odds overnight, and just pulling them up here. Caleb Williams, who went 1-1, not surprisingly, at plus 250, 5-2. Then you've got Marvin Harrison Jr., who is the fourth overall pick by the Cardinals, at 6-1, ahead of Malik Nabers at 8-1, Jaden Daniels at 9-1. And J.J. McCarthy at 10-1. So here's a few takeaways. Number one, Caleb Williams was the number one pick in an offense with Roma Dunze, Keenan Allen, D.J. Moore, a good running game and a great defense, should absolutely be the favorite to win Rookie of the Year. There's really no excuse for him not to have an outstanding first season in the league. But after that, you've got two receivers that went in the top 10 ahead of Jaden Daniels, the second quarterback and the second pick, Harrison in Arizona and Nabers in New York. Nabers is catching balls from Daniel Jones. As good as Jones was two seasons ago, he was a top 10, 12 quarterback maybe in football. They got to the playoffs. They were on the road. He had an unbelievable game. They won a playoff game. I think that year he still had, wasn't it 15 or 20 touchdowns or something? It's not like he was lighting it up as a passer or has at any point. So what's the path to Nabers, who I love? I think Malik Nabers ends up being a top 10 receiver. But 8-1 over Jaden Daniels at 9-1 is the rookie of the year.
Volume.
I don't really get that.
Volume is the only answer I can think of, right? Because
is he going to get it in that offense from Dable?
Well, let's say for the sake of argument,
Have they had an 80-catch, 1,000-yard receiver since OBJ? I don't think they have.
Racking my brain thinking about it. I mean, they've had guys that have had good stretches, right? I'm blanking on the names, of course, at the moment. Not
Sterling Shepard has been a Jag.
Yeah.
Their receivers are, you know, the guy that beat Washington.
Darius Slayton, that's the guy I was trying to pull.
But Darius
Thank
Slayton
you.
Stinks.
I know he does.
I mean,
but
what's his career high?
He's had good seasons.
600 yards?
For the most part. For them, I would say he's had good seasons.
Yeah, I mean, last year he had 770. So the point I'm trying to make is there's still 500 targets to be had. If he gets 135 of them, because your next option is Wandale Robinson or, you know, I don't know, a running back that they just signed.
Who's the dude that catches like 6 balls for 80 yards against the Commanders every year?
Daniel Bellinger, the tight end.
Isaiah Hodgins?
Hodgins.
That's the guy I'm thinking of. So it's Jalen Hyatt they drafted last year in the third round, who's basically a deep threat, and they barely use him. Wandale Robinson, who's decent. Isaiah Hodgins, who basically is like a plus-size box out, you know, 10-yard at a time, Z. Darius Slayton is a Jag. You mentioned McKenzie. Isaiah McKenzie, is that the former Bill and Colt Isaiah McKenzie? He's kind of interesting, I guess. They can move him all over the place and make him versatile. I don't know. I don't see, like, if Neighbors went to Atlanta, just as an example, you could tell me he's going to go for 1,000 as a rookie. If he went more realistically to Arizona at 4 with Kyler, I see it. It's hard for me to imagine a Daniel Jones-led passing attack this year after what we saw last year with that O-line and pass pro, like allowing him to go have a monster season. That's too harsh?
No. But I think the solution there would be, or the path there is, something happens, Caleb Williams misses just enough starts or something that he can't do it, and the volume leads to enough opportunities that he compiles the stats. You know what I mean? Like, even if it's just a bunch of hitches for, you know, 1,000 yards.
Cleveland.
Yeah. Like,
when he went 70.
If he goes
1,000.
77 catches for 1,005 yards and 6 touchdowns and, you know, the kind of the water's clear, then maybe.
And Caleb Williams gets hurt or has a bad year.
Or, you know, twists an ankle or something, misses 3 weeks.
I think Jaden Daniels should be higher, I guess, is my point. Williams' favorite. I think Daniels should be second. He's going to start 17 games if he's healthy. With an offense led by Kingsbury, where he's throwing to McLaurin, Dotson, and whoever they draft tonight, probably, with upgraded tight end weaponry, with Eckler out of the backfield.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Make that case for me that Harrison in Arizona, really? Neighbors with Daniel Jones are more likely to win an award that quarterbacks typically win anyway.
So here's why I like it.
Of the year.
Here's why I like it better than the reasons you stated. I think he'll have just by getting out of bed in the morning, 600 rushing yards. You know, like to me, that's what's going to do it.
That's
more
my point.
More so than the passing totals. Like I like when you say he's going to throw it to McLaurin and Dotson, I'm kind of going, okay, that's fine. Like, but I like McLaurin,
but just in general, like How do you put together odds where he's behind those two receivers after he goes 1-2 to Washington, where he's an immediate starter with decent weapons? And the floor of, to your point, is rushing.
Yeah, to me,
which I think 600 could be low, but I'll take.
I think just by getting out of bed, yeah, exactly. I think without anything designed, without any kind of emphasis on it. Yeah, I don't know. I'd rank him higher. I guess is my point. I guess I'm trying to say that I think the viewpoint of weaponry at this point isn't particularly favorable.
All right, let's talk landing spots for quarterbacks. Rank them best to worst. Six QBs in the top 12. Right. So, best landing spot for me is Caleb Williams, yay or nay?
Agreed.
Second best landing spot?
McCarthy.
Agreed. Kevin Connell led offense. Justin Jefferson at wide receiver.
That's pretty much my selling point, is
Jordan
they have Jefferson.
Jordan Addison as your two. They can't run
Hockenson.
The ball, but the line has gotten a lot better. They're going to have to figure out a way to run the ball to help McCarthy, because he's not going to be a throw-first guy. You're not going to make your money with him leading the league in passing like Cousins was when he got hurt. Who's third?
I think it's Daniels. Because it's not Penix.
No.
Unless you want to put Bo Nix there in Denver. I mean, I like Cortland Sutton, but let's all settle down.
Yeah, you're right.
Isn't it?
That's fair.
Because it's certainly not made in New England. Because New England's a tire fire.
Okay, maybe that's what we need to do then. Let's skip ahead to the 5-6, the end of the debate.
Yeah.
Who's in a worse situation? The worst, was it Penix, who gets drafted to sit for 2 years and is now in the middle of an awkward quarterback room?
Oof.
Or Drake May, who might get to play pretty soon, but you're throwing to K.J. Osborne and the ghost of Hunter Henry.
Here's what I realistically think, and I'm not trying to be flippant or jokey jokersons over here. I think I'd rather be Penix. And I know that sounds crazy to a lot of people. I think Drake May is going to be on another team a la Sam Darnold or Zach Wilson or somebody else in a couple of seasons. I think it's going to be so disastrous, whether it's his fault or not, I think it's going to ruin the poor kid. Like, I think New England is going to be, they're so confident that they've now found the answer to the Bill Belichick woes, and they're just doing the same stuff all over again to me. I think they're going to be terrible. And by the way, good. They should be bad for 150 years for all the success they had. Screw them.
I'm not going to feel that bad for them. The Commanders hope that they found their generational quarterback. Don't forget to think about your next generation. The exclusive sponsor of our show can help, the law firm of Kondorian Murat. They'll guide you and your family in the right direction. They'll help you draft your will, set up a trust, or create a healthcare power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with our estate planning attorneys at kmlawyers.com, and be sure to tell them that we sent you. You'll get a discount if you mention the show, kmlawyers.com. All right, so the rest of the draft starts in 43 minutes, just about. The Commanders will have picks 36 and 40 this evening in round two. Then the third round, they've got picks 78. Well, it starts with 67, 78, and 100. So they will be picking five times tonight or more, I guess potentially less if they move up as well. So pick number 36, Danny Ruye's dream comes true. You get?
A.D. Mitchell. That is my dream.
I think I'll lock in there with you. I will not be upset with either he or McConkey or a cornerback. Pick number 40, I'm going to say you go offensive line. Roger Rosengarten is the guy that I really like from Washington.
I like him. I like Suamataia. I could also go a little bit of a Richie Richardson's for Jatavion Sanders. I could do it there. It's a little high, but my point is I might not get him, or I might not get anybody else that I like there in third or fourth round.
I want one of those picks at 67 and 78 to be a tight end. Now, I'll say this. If you don't go receiver at 36 or 40, then one should be a receiver, one should be a tight end. With those four picks before 100, when you get there, you're just kind of grabbing best on the board at that point probably. But I want, of those, let's say they pick at 36, 40, 67, 78. I want one wide receiver, one tight end, and probably a tackle and a corner. I would feel really good about that if they do that.
Makes sense. So in other words, you're in your world, tackle first, whatever you do second is fine, but you end up somehow with a tight end, a corner, a wide receiver.
I don't
to
even
go
really care about the order. Like if you go,
oh, I see. Yep.
Like if you just like if A.D. Mitchell's there or Ladd McConkey's there and you're like, this guy's our first round.
Yeah, I don't care what our plan is. That's too good. Yeah.
I'm fine with that. The tight end I sneaky like, look out for, is Jared Wiley out of Texas Christian. From the artist that brought you the Sam Laporta love affair last year, I don't like him as much as I loved Laporta, but he's giant. He's 6'7", 260. He can block. He can catch. A little bit stiff, but I think he could be a good player. So Jared Wiley of TCU, if they wait into the later portion of all their picks tonight, could be a fun selection. It is time to get you ready for Capitals hockey. Our Caps playoff coverage is sponsored by our friends at PVI Office Furniture. Get to their showroom in Frederick, Maryland today to score big with their Power Play playoff special. 20% off your new office chair. Fast, excellent, affordable. Business grows with PVI. Danny, keys to the game tonight.
Boys got to play some 5-on-5 hockey. That partly involves the gentlemen in the vertical striped shirts.
If we just swallowed some whistles.
Yeah, taking their heads out of their tuchuses, maybe, and not blowing the whistle at every little infraction or non-infraction they're in. But you play 5-on-5, I like your chances to be able to fight at home against this club, especially with last change.
How about get Alex Ovechkin going? Get him some looks.
Would be nice.
Steam something up. Coach something up. Let's get him away from the Rangers defenders that have shut him down. Just one shot on goal and pointless through these couple of games as far as putting pucks in the back of the net. Your keys to the game presented by Rude. Is your cooling system letting you down? Take a slap shot with Rude and experience peak performance. Dominate the season with unmatched cooling power and visit Rude.com. It's R-U-U-D. If it ain't Rude, it ain't right. Let's give away our final tickets to Old Glory DC Rugby this week. Congrats to caller 10 at 800-636-1067. You're winning a four-pack to Old Glory Rugby Saturday, May 4th against Miami. Tickets and complete Old Glory information and schedule available at thefandc.com/events. Enjoy the Caps game tonight. Enjoy the NFL draft. We'll have a lot to talk about come Monday at 2 o'clock. Thanks for listening. For Darius, Ryan, and Danny, we'll see you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
I'm Toby Altizer with your sports update on the Fan. Tonight, a packed night worth of DC sports as the Commanders have day two of the NFL draft. They have two picks in the second round, picks number 36 and 40, and three in the third round, picks number 67, 78, and 100. For live reaction during the draft, you can tune in to the Team 980 today and tomorrow. And in hockey, game three of the Capitals-Rangers series at Capital One Arena. The Rangers lead the series 2-0. It's a 7 p.m. puck drop tonight. You can hear that game right here on the Fan as the Capitals look to bounce back on home ice. Game 3 is tonight. Game 4 is on Sunday at 8 p.m. Both games you can hear right here on the Fan. In baseball, the Nationals are out in Miami to take on the Marlins. 7:10 first pitch. You can hear that game over on Bloomberg 99.1. Trevor Williams gets the ball for the Nationals. Anthony Maldonado gets the ball for the Marlins in a bullpen game. From the Crop Midcap, 5-star Sports Desk, I'm Toby Altizer on the Fan.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch stratacoaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's winner take all time in the NBA and NHL, and FanDuel's giving you a shot to bring home a big win of your own. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to bet on spreads, money lines, player props, and more. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make every playoff shot count. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.